Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're bringing you the latest from the Energy Advice Hub, with some crucial updates on decarbonisation efforts in the public sector and energy compliance schemes.
Right, Daniel, let's start with the Public Sector Low Carbon Skills Fund. I see there's up to £16 million in grants available from 17 April.
Exactly, this is part of the fourth phase of the Public Sector Decarbonisation Scheme. The grants will help organisations in the public sector reduce carbon emissions in their buildings.
And there's a new grant allocation process, right?
That's right, the government is moving away from the current method. Details on the new approach are still being worked out, but the focus is on more targeted support for decarbonisation projects.
So organisations need to be aware of this change and prepare accordingly.
Absolutely, the goal is to make the process more efficient and ensure that funds reach the most impactful projects.
What about the Energy Savings Opportunity Scheme? I know there's an update on Phase 3.
Yes, there's a new compliance portal being introduced. Also, there's a 2-month grace period for organisations that are running late with their compliance.
That's a relief, but I imagine the deadline is still approaching quickly.
It is. If your organisation hasn't already assigned a lead assessor, now is the time to secure one.
So the key takeaway here is to act now, if you haven't already started your compliance process.
Exactly. These updates are part of a broader effort to support organisations in meeting their net zero goals.
And for those who want to learn more, the Energy Advice Hub has hundreds of articles to help with energy and net zero challenges.
Right, you can explore the hub for more information or contact Sustainable Energy First for expert guidance.
Thanks for joining us today, Daniel. As always, we encourage our members to stay informed and take advantage of the resources available.
Absolutely, we'll be back next time with more updates from the Northwest Aerospace sector.
Until then, this is Emma and Daniel from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay tuned for your next dose of aerospace insights.